Yeah, I just said to the boys there, it might take a while to sink in. It's been a while coming. We're well aware that we're drawing far too many games at home, and you know, obviously delighted. I'm delighted for probably, you know, you have Gavin Cullen there, who that's his first clean sheet since he's come in, you know, and you know, he's pulled off two or three very good saves. I think one in the first half in particular looked an excellent stop, you know, and I'm delighted for him because he's like everybody else. He works hard here every week, and I know myself from being a goalkeeper, you know, you like to get your clean sheets, and but I'm sure at the same time, if we were winning every week and he didn't get his clean sheet, he'd be happy. But you know, always as a goalkeeper, you like to get your clean sheets, so happy for him. But a lot of good performances, and you know, we tried to play as much as we could, and I think from that aspect, you know, as you know, it's hard maybe to single anybody out, but I thought, you know, Mark Forker was probably the best player in the park, in my opinion, anyway. And you know, he done an awful lot of work off the ball as well as the wee bit of quality he has on it, you know. And he's come on an awful lot in the last couple of months, you know. And again, that's down to just working away every week. And you know, I just said to the boys earlier in the week that from a training point of view, their mentality and their approach to training has got so much better from the start of the season, and you know, it's very pleasing. You know, it shows for me. Maybe we haven't showed in the pitch that we're making progress as much as we should, but you know, you have to start somewhere, and I'm trying to get the mentality right in training, and it's definitely improving. And we have boys who know what it's all about to go to training and prepare for a game. And it is very disappointing that, you know, then when it comes to the Friday night, that, you know, we're not showing that maybe as much as we should. And but you stick at it, and you know, for a certain amount of the players there tonight, you know, I felt they got the reward, and you know, we're absolutely delighted, you know.
Yeah, they really dug in, especially in the second half, James, and all too often this season, especially at home, Harps have been guilty of conceding sloppy goals, but that wasn't the case tonight.
No, it wasn't, but we were still a wee bit, you know, we tried. I thought, you know, there was a couple of slips, and you know, I said to Anthony, you know, on the bench, you know, I says the best player Cork have is ourselves, you know, but we're our own worst enemy at times, and you know, and even tonight we had a couple of wee slips, and you know, it's been a case here, you know, week after week where, you know, the ball ends up in the back of your net, but thankfully tonight, and you know. You know, I think overall we defended quite well, taking out the couple of wee slips, and obviously Gavin pulling off a few saves and goal, and you know, it's delighted. I'm absolutely delighted. You know, it's been tough going, and it's very frustrating for me when maybe the players aren't for some reason, you know, they're just not showing people what they're completely capable of. And you know, I'm not saying we play great every week, but I think there's been a lot of games where we've probably done enough to win, and we're shooting ourselves in the foot by conceding sloppy goals through individual errors, you know. But no, delighted for the boys more than anything else, you know, to get 3 points on the board. And I've just been told that Wexford were beat, you know, so it gets us up a place on the table, I think, you know.
You mentioned Mark Forker and his good performance tonight. He was involved in the lead-up to the goal, the all-important goal in the end.
Mm. Yeah, he was involved in most of the good things that we done, he was involved in, you know, and that's because he's, you know, he's taken it upon himself that he's trying to have an impact, whereas before the Mark Forker of old would be in and out of games and he'd show glimpses, but he seems to be trying to have an impact on the overall game now. You know, he tries to stay involved for 90 minutes, and you know, so a lot of the good things, you know, you'll find that probably, you know, would be coming from himself, and or he'll have something to do with it. But you know, with Michael Funston and beside him as well, done an awful lot of work, and you know, he was getting a wee bit of cramp in his calves and that, you know. But you know, he's the type of player that, you know, he doesn't want to come off the pitch, he wants to keep going. But you know, it's difficult to when you have that mentality to take somebody off, especially at the stage of the game when you're 1-0 up and you don't really want to be making too many changes, especially defensively. So you know, all over. I thought Steve McLaughlin was excellent in the first half. You know, he was really good. You know, went a wee bit quieter in the second, but you know, we were getting a lot of joy down that side. Fortunately, we didn't get the ball out to Mark Brawley as much as we liked. He had one of his quieter games, but again, Mark's, you know, he does a lot of unselfish work defensively. And look, we can go through them all, but you know, I thought they all done well. And as you said, I thought probably for me, Mark Forker's probably the pick of the bunch. You know. Yeah.
And the two guys up front, it was a difficult night for them at times, David Walsh and Kevin McHugh, not all that much coming their way, but McHugh scored again. That's, 12 in the league this season. That's not a bad return, you know, in a strike force in a team that's been struggling at times.
Mm. Yeah, he'll be happy with that, you know. He could probably have more. You know, you could look at, well, if we didn't have Kevin's goals, but at the same time, you know, Kevin will probably be looking at it and thinking he probably should add more. You know, he's had plenty of chances, and you know, I think, you know, it's a thing where we're not putting the ball in the back of the net as much as we would like, but you know, I think we're creating chances, and I think there's very few games where we haven't created anything at all. You know, and you know, there's sometimes, you know, it's, you know, I'm sure from Kevin's point of view, he's had a few, and he'd probably be, like any striker, he'd probably be looking like he probably might have more goals. But, yeah, credit to him. He's come up, and I said that to him at half-time. You know, he scored some big goals for us this year, and, you know, obviously, hopefully, I said, you know, that'll be another one. But, you know, we have 45 minutes to decide that, whether it's a big goal or not, because, you know, if we let one slip to one each, then the importance of the goal is, you know, it's kind of diminished, you know.
And Harps supporters no doubt will be hoping he might come up with one next weekend again up against the Northwest neighbours, Derry City. It's going to be a big night for City because by all accounts they could perhaps win the league next weekend. So it's a big test for Harps going into the Randywell.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, after probably we'll be looking at it and we'll be going in nice and relaxed. It's after what's been a tough season. We'll be going in to enjoy the occasion. You know, we're probably looking at a very big crowd in there, and you know, they'll be going for, you know, it possibly, I'm not too sure, but if it is a case of where they could win the league title there, you know, it's going to make the night very interesting, you know, and it'll be interesting to see how they cope with that. But you know, we'll take a lot of heart from the last time we played them, and we'll take that confidence into the game. And obviously, I think tonight, you know, when we've beaten Cork 1-0, we've kept a clean sheet, so we'll take that wee bit of confidence in as well, and we'll have bodies back for next week. You know, I think, hopefully, fingers crossed, unless somebody taps me in the shoulder, there's no more suspensions for next week. And you know, we'll hopefully a good week's training. We'll be going in nice and relaxed, and you know, we'll go in and trying to make the night difficult for them. And you never know when you have players maybe like Kevin McHugh and boys like that there. You know, as I said, he scored a few big goals for this season, so I would say he's looking forward to it, and you know, there'd be no better man maybe to upset the odds next Friday night.